This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 393. For Wednesday, May 15th, I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts were stronger Wednesday morning, continuing to benefit from the bounce in the soy complex at the Chicago Board of Trade. The July canola contract was up $3 at $445.40 per ton. The November contract was up $3.80 at $457.50 per ton. Concerns of dry conditions in some parts of Western Canada, limited farmer selling of canola, and the technical bias having shifted to the upside have been supportive of canola bids. However, canola being more expensive than soybeans and limited export demand because of China's ban on Canadian canola have been tempering gains. Canola will be one of the topics of discussion at the G20 summit in Japan next month. Canadian Agriculture Minister Marie-Claude Bibeau will meet with her Chinese counterpart to discuss China's import ban. When asked about a compensation package for canola growers, Bibeau said the federal government will look to any recommendations from the Canola Working Group. The Canadian dollar on Wednesday morning was weaker at 74.23 U.S. cents. China's Ministry of Agriculture stated the country's hog population is down 21% since 2018 due to African swine fever. More than 120 cases of the disease have been found in China since August and resulted in the culling of millions of hogs. As well, China ordered testing for African swine fever at all of the country's 10,000 slaughterhouses. Ukraine's corn production for 2019 was revised downward by a private firm. Ukraine is now expected to produce 33.7 million tons of corn, down 5.3%. However, Ukraine's wheat crop for this year was raised to 26.2 million tons, up by 6.5%. In the U.S., short covering by funds, the below-average pace of planting, and wet conditions in the Midwest have fueled the bounce in prices on Wednesday. At the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures were stronger in early trade Wednesday morning, with the July contract up 12.5 cents at $8.44 per bushel. The August contract was up 12 cents at $8.50 per bushel. July soy oil was up 28 one-hundredths of a cent at 27.28 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal was up 5.20 at 303.20 per hundredweight. U.S. corn futures were stronger this morning, with the July contract up 11 cents at 378 per bushel. Wheat futures were also stronger Wednesday morning. The July contract in Chicago was up 14 cents at 463 per bushel. The Kansas City July contract was up 13 cents at 421.5 per bushel. And the Minneapolis spring wheat contract for July was up 9.5 cents at 533 per bushel. For more news from the Markets Farm News Team and expert analysis from Bruce Burnett and Mike Jubenville, go to marketsfarm.com. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, May 15th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.